general practices are still providing services. They're doing a lot of telephone triaging, managing patients as best they can with the current restrictions. There are a number of patients that can be handled over the phone by GPs, and there are some that have to go directly to hospital, and that will often be clear if they're quite ill. But there are a number of patients that are in that middle group that the GP maybe is a little bit uneasy. They feel that they do need to be seen and assessed face-to-face. And with the restrictions on meeting people face-to-face and isolating ourselves, it's the safest way for this service to be provided is in a central hub. So that's what the hub is designed for. It's here in Letterkenny, just on the Kilmacrenan Road, as you said. It's in excellent premises, which have been kitted out appropriately and staffed. Two doctors on at any one time, two nurses, and other backup staff. It's got appropriate PPE facilities. It's isolated rooms so that people can be safely assessed. And when they're assessed here, then they may get treatment from the doctor and nurse, or they may get returned to their own GP for treatment, or they may be referred on to the hospital. The various number of options that can be provided for them.
Obviously, there is no residential element to this particular facility, but as you say, very much it's an area where people, when they go there, can be directed to the appropriate place and given the appropriate advice.
No, it is not residential. There are no beds here. This is for that group of people that often GPs are handling in their practices. They're handling by phone. They're a little bit uneasy. Maybe the person has rung back a couple of times and the individual must be seen face-to-face. So many of the people who will be seen will still be managed in the community. It is part of the effort for us to keep people away from Letterkenny Hospital. There are and will be considerable demands on beds and hospital beds and on intensive care beds. So the evidence that has come to us internationally is that the more management that we can do in the community, the more cases that we can manage and the more resources we put into that, the better our outcomes will be.
Would the expectation be that the majority of the people using this hub would have been already tested and have the results or be awaiting results?
Some of them will have, Donald, but you're well aware, obviously, of the delays in getting results. Now, that does seem to be sorted. But there are people who are suspected, people who have respiratory symptoms, a cough, a chest infection, who may not have a positive diagnosis, but they would still be appropriate to be assessed in our centre because the need is still there for the doctor to wear appropriate PPE, for the patient to wear appropriate protection when they're being assessed. And that is very, very difficult to do on a regular basis in our practices. So general practices do need to get back to doing all the services, the wide range of chronic care that they provide, maternity services, vaccinations, contraception, all the things that are done on a day-to-day basis. But if you're seeing in your practice at one stage people with respiratory symptoms who may be COVID positive and trying to keep them separate from patients who don't have COVID, it's extremely difficult.